Candlelight vigils are being held this evening to urge Representatives Paul Tonko, Bill Owens, and Chris Gibson and Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand to vote against bombing Syria. Events in New York City, Delmar, Saratoga, Ithaca, and Binghamton are all part of a national day of action organized by progressive organizations led by MoveOn.org. Trudy Quaife is a member of Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace.
Our country's been at war over 10 years now. It's bankrupting our country. We have to find a better way. We need to advocate for peace. And I think the polls at this point show that over 50% of Americans are opposed to bombing Syria.
Quaife contends that bombing makes no sense. She says it may have been the Syrian rebels who conducted a chemical weapons attack, not the Assad regime. Dr. Sidney Plotkin is professor of political science at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie. He notes that the peace movement has found many unlikely allies among conservative Republicans.
Who have a variety of their own reasons for voting against supporting the president with respect to the attack on Syria. I think there are both substantive and, unfortunately, frankly, political partisan reasons why some on the right will, in fact, many on the right, will not support the president. The effect in terms of getting an outcome that the peace movement desires is nonetheless quite positive. So I think this is a really unusual situation in which the political lineup of opponents to an act of war is very much in favor of those who favor peace.
There's more information at WAMC.org. WAMC will carry special coverage of President Obama's address on Syria beginning at 9 p.m. Tuesday. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.